From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The 17-nation International Syria Support Group meeting Tuesday in Vienna was unable to set a date for resumption of talks on Syria's political future. But U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the commitment to seeing a two-month cessation of hostilities remains intact is firm.
None of us, no one, can be remotely satisfied with the situation in Syria. It's deeply disturbing. And we are all concerned about the levels of violence that broke out in recent days challenging the cessation. Russia has worked closely with the United States to upgrade our ability, which now has a 24-hour basis in Geneva with high-level people working consistently.
Kerry insisted the international community has leverage in that the five-year conflict has no military solution. He said the support group agreed that if a party to the ceasefire persistently violates the truce, it could be excluded from a diplomatic agreement. Kerry also said beginning June 1st, if relief workers are denied humanitarian access, the World Food Program would make arrangements to accelerate airdrops and regular flights into designated besieged areas. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura declined to set a day for the next round of Geneva talks, citing several factors, including the start of Ramadan in June. Nigerian labor union and civil society groups appear prepared to stage a strike Wednesday over hike in gasoline prices. Despite a court-issued injunction, they cannot take such action. Talks between the government and Nigeria Labor Congress and Trade Union Congress broke down after the ruling handed down by the country's industrial court. The strike is over a nearly 70% increase in gasoline prices, prompted by the removal of a government subsidy in a bid to curb an ongoing fuel shortage exacerbated by a foreign exchange crisis. This is VOA News. A wave of bombing struck markets across the Iraqi capital Baghdad Tuesday, killing nearly 70 and wounding dozens of others. It brings to nearly 200 the number of people killed in the past week. U.S. spokesman John Kirby condemned the latest attacks.
These attacks are the latest reminder of the danger that this group continues to pose to all Iraqis and the importance of Iraqi leaders from all communities to continue to work together so that progress against Daesh can continue to be made. It's a very serious threat still in the country.
There's no immediate claim of responsibility for the latest bombings, but Islamic State militants have said they were responsible for deadly attacks in Baghdad last week that killed more than 100. The U.S. Senate approved legislation Tuesday allowing the survivors and relatives of nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks to sue Saudi Arabia for damages. It brought expressions of concern from White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
This legislation would change longstanding international law regarding sovereign immunity. The President of the United States continues to harbor serious concerns that this legislation would make the United States vulnerable in other court systems around the world.
President Obama could veto the measure should it pass the House of Representatives and be sent to his desk. Riyadh has denied any involvement in the attacks, although 15 of 19 hijackers who commandeered four passenger jets were identified as Saudis. Kenya's police chief has reportedly ordered an internal investigation a day after riot police were accused of excessive force and breaking up the latest protest outside the Nairobi office of the country's Electoral Commission. Police used tear gas, water cannon, and truncheons to break up the protest over alleged electoral bias by the commission. U.S. Ambassador Robert Godek Tuesday deplored what he called the excessive use of force. Kenya has begun the process of tearing down poorly constructed buildings following this month's collapse of a residential high-rise that killed more than 50 people. Moses Niakiongora is a building inspector.
If a building is of questionable structural integrity, we have two things to do. First, if it is salvageable, if it can be reinforced or remedied, it can be done. If it is completely unsalvageable like this one, where engineers have confirmed that it's completely unsafe and there's nothing you can do to make it safer, this one is normally recommended and the necessary orders have been given to the owner to bring it down.
Kenyan authorities have reportedly located nearly 260 buildings considered structurally at risk. In U.S. presidential politics, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton narrowly won the Kentucky state primary election Tuesday, while her lone rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, won in the western state of Oregon. Venezuela's opposition-dominated National Assembly Tuesday rejected the state of emergency decreed by embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Lawmakers said it deepens the severe disruption of constitutional and democratic order. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.